If there's a new development in tech, he's on it. The Tech Report with Stephen Ambrose.
Stephen Ambrose, a very good morning to you. How are you doing?
Very good in yourself.
Yes, excellent. Thank you. All right. We wanted to talk about ADSL. Is ADSL a live storm?
Well, it's on its last legs. Let's put it this way. It's in ICU. All life support has stopped. All copper will not be maintained. And if you have the unfortunate benefit of or pleasure of having an ADSL line into your house, if you think the service was bad in the past, it's going to become immeasurably worse going forward, because no maintenance, no repairs, and no service will be done on the entire infrastructure from now on. And obviously that's Telkom, who own it, run it, and manage it. And all the ISPs that offer ADSL as a service, like the MWebs of this world, are going to stop doing so very, very shortly. So anyone out there, and there are a lot of people out there, there's something in the region of 2 million ADSL lines still active in the country using ADSL, are going to have to think hard and fast about what's next.
Yeah, it's incredible, hey, that these technologies that were all, I mean, I remember when we first got ADSL, that was so exciting. And, you know, how long ago was that? How long has ADSL even been around? It can't be that long.
Well, it started in the late '90s. It started really kicking. It was trialed then. It started in the early 2000s. So it's less than 20 years, in fact, that it's been a mainstream technology. And it rose really quickly, peaked around about 2009, and has slowly been fading since then. And that in some countries, for example, Germany has the largest ADSL infrastructure in the world. They've managed to advance it to almost fiber-like speeds. But for the rest of us, certainly in South Africa, it's always been a frustrating, I pay for 4 meg, and I get 1.5 meg.
Yeah, we also
and when
never,
it rains, it doesn't work, and my line crackles. It's unfortunately based on a really old and creaking infrastructure and a technology that is not really mainstream, especially with the growth of fiber. So all the listeners out there who happen to have an old ADSL modem or are quite happy with the ability to get their emails and whatnot via ADSL are going to have to make an alternative. Now, here's where it gets interesting. Telkom obviously have all the necessary infrastructure pretty much across the country to offer an alternative. What they're doing and what they are pushing quite hard is their fixed mobile solution. In other words, they'll bring a little phone into your home, they'll bring a little modem into your home, which will connect to their ADSL network and offer you internet and voice all pretty seamlessly. That may not be the best solution for you. So this is where you could save perhaps a little bit of money. A 10 meg or an ADSL connection, not ADSL, sorry, LTE connection, which doesn't have a speed limit, but it's limited by the number of people in your area, with a reasonable cap, can cost you around about $6.99 a month, and they'll throw in some free phone calls, and they'll also port your number across to a wireless connection.
Right.
But there are other alternatives. If you do your homework and you look around, you can get a 10 meg uncapped fiber line or for around about $3.99. Or you can find a ADSL, not, I keep doing this, it's not ADSL, it's LTE. You can find an LTE connection for around about $4.49 to $4.99 with all the same benefits. And you can port your number across to a provider, one of the ISPs, quite a few of them. I'm not going to mention names, but a little bit of, I'll tell you, there's a great website which you can go to, which I found called Fiber Tiger. FiberTiger.co.za.
Right.
If you go to FiberTiger.co.za, one, it'll tell you if you've got fiber in your area. And two, it'll give you the ability to compare the prices for most of the ISPs. Not all, but most. Obviously the ones that pay to be on the site. But if you look at that and then you do a little web search on your slow ADSL connection for ISPs in South Africa, as I say, you can get deals from $3.99, which is actually cheaper than ADSL. So never mind that your service is bad, and never mind that it's going to die and it's old. It's actually more expensive than a more modern fiber connection. So seriously, now's the time to move away from ADSL, move away from copper cables, move away completely from your tethered line. And what's so cool about an internet connection with a ported number to one of these providers is that you can actually set that number up anywhere in the world on your smartphone. So you can have your home line running on your smartphone, and whenever you are anywhere,
that's
you can
incredible.
Use it. So it really, really is time to move away from copper and help Telkom get rid of that old aging infrastructure and all those wires that run around your neighborhood.
And of course, the whole issue of theft as well. I think
it makes
a lot more sense. Stephen Ambrose, thank you as always. Fascinating. You can catch Stephen for a full hour, 11 o'clock on a Thursday here on Chai FM. Time is 8:38. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem.